Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on a person not wishing, not desiring death, and especially because of some calamity that has befallen him, and however it is permissible when a person is fearing his deen, there's some harm that can come to deen, there's some harm that a person is fearing as far as his Islam and his Iman is concerned, then in that time it is permissible, as we explained before, for a person to desire death. Today's hadith, عن قيس بن أبي حازم قال دخلنا على خباب بن الأرت رضي الله عنه نعوده وقد اكتوى سبع كيات فقال إن أصحابنا الذين سلفوا مضوا ولم تنقصهم الدنيا وإنا أصبنا ما لا نجد له موضعا إلا ترابا ولولا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهانا أن ندعو بالموت لدعوت به ثم أتيناه مرة أخرى وهو يبني حائطا له فقال إن المسلم لا يؤخر في كل شيء ينفقه إلا في شيء يجعله في هذا التراب متفق عليه وهذا لفظ رواية البخاري. Hazrat Qais ibn Hazim radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that we went to visit Hazrat Khabbab bin al-Arat radiyallahu anhu when he was ill, and he had been cauterized in 7 places. First lesson we learn from here is then when our Muslim brother is ill, then we should try and visit him, obviously in such a time and condition that we don't cause him any type of taklif and inconvenience, but it is good to visit a Muslim brother. So Hazrat Qais ibn Hazim radiallahu anhu says that we went to visit Hazrat Khabbab ibn al-Arat radiallahu anhu when he was ill and he had been cauterized in 7 places. He said, so this is what Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu said, he said, our Sahaba who went before us left without the world causing any decrease in them. Look how careful and how particular they were of Akhirat. Yeah, he's sick, he's not well, another Sahabi is coming to visit him. But look at the advices that he's giving. He says, those people that have preceded us, our companions, our Sahaba who went before us, they left without the world causing any decrease as far as their sawab is concerned, as far as their Akhirat is concerned, as far as the effort they made for Akhirat. This dunya didn't affect them. This dunya didn't cause any decrease to their Akhirat. In other words, they didn't benefit from the dunya. They didn't see much of the dunya. They made the effort for Akhirat and they passed away in that condition, in simple, poor condition. Now, this was worrying him, that we saw more dunya coming after that. So now we enjoyed more. So it was worrying him. Now, this was the concern Sahaba had for Akhirat. So much concern that even if dunya came, they were scared that this dunya mustn't affect our Akhirat. Today we ask ourselves that how many things are affecting our Akhirat in terms of guna, in terms of sin, in terms of what we got in our homes, what we got in our businesses, what we are looking at, and yet it doesn't make much difference to us. But here, they were just worried about a little bit dunya coming, and this mustn't affect our Akhirat. So he said, our Sahaba who went before us left the world without the world causing any decrease in them. We have acquired so much that we can find no place for it except for the soil. So much we got, we don't know where to put it. The only place we can put it is in the ground. Ulama explained that one of two things I meant here is that Allah Ta'ala has given us so much of wealth that now the only place we can store it, hide it, so that it doesn't get stolen, doesn't get mislaid, is by hiding it in the ground as a treasure. Could mean that, or it could mean that it is referring to people putting up unnecessary structures, buildings, making the house look fancy, making it look nice. Don't need such a big house, but we put up such a big house, put up another holiday house, put up this structure, put up that structure, put up big, big buildings. So this could be referring to what he was saying here. He says that we can find no place for it except the soil. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not prohibited us from supplicating for death, I would have supplicated for it. Then this part of the hadith ties up with the chapter. He says, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not prohibit us from supplicating for death, I would have supplicated for it. Why? Yeah, it was genuinely because he was worried that we're living in a time when so much of dunya is coming in. Then he says, we went to visit him on another occasion when he was building a wall, and he said, oh, a Muslim is rewarded for everything he spends except what he builds on this soil. Muslim is rewarded for everything he spends except what he spends or what he builds in this soil. In other words, person putting up unnecessary structures and utilizing his money just to spend it, Nowadays it becomes a craze. A person doesn't need anything in his house also. But because there's some show taking place, some house and garden show, I must go there and see what I can do to start improving my house, even though there was no need. And yet we learn in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that at times he would read tahajjud and the water would be dripping from the ceiling. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wouldn't care that his garments would get messed also. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that leather mat we had was torn. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make sajda, then the water would seep through that leather mat, through the holes that were there. And that would mess the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mess the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it didn't affect him in the least. His namaz was with that same level of concentration, same level of devotion. It didn't matter to him that there was water that was coming out, it was muddy water that was coming out, but it didn't affect him. Roof was leaking, that didn't affect him. Today we find little but one small piece of paint is out, or the little bit of dampness, or the carpet is little bit worn out, it's not even torn, it's just a little bit worn out. We need to change the carpets, we need to change the tiles, we need to repaint the whole house. And we think of ourselves and think of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, that they were so worried that we mustn't spend money in those things where there is no benefit. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. If we bring this in our lives, automatically simplicity will come in a person's life and he'll become happy. But if he just goes around looking at other people's houses, what this person got, what that one got, I must get it, then what will happen is this simplicity will leave a person, and the next thing that will happen is instead of a person making shukr for what Allah Ta'ala had given him, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, now this person will start being ungrateful because I don't have this and I don't have that and I don't have that. Rather we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the people staying in the shacks. Look at the simple people staying without homes, in the council houses, people who don't have places to stay. Look at the people that are sleeping on the streets, and a person will appreciate everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.